If you need anything, call me.
With that, my brother left, but I doubted he went much further than the waiting room. He'd been at the hospital since the accident had happened. Do you want to see it? I shook my head at Aspen.
No, I most certainly do not want to see it.
The it she was referring to was my colostomy bag. When my brother had hit me, I'd suffered damage to my intestines, liver, and one kidney. The liver and kidney were expected to make full recoveries. My intestines, however, were going to require more time to heal. Hence, the latest addition to my wardrobe, a colostomy bag. I could feel it. It felt utterly foreign, like something was duct-taped to my belly and just sitting there, waiting for me to take it off. But I couldn't. At least not for another 4 to 6 months, according to my doctor, while my intestines had a chance to heal from the trauma I'd endured. I'd have to be changing poop bags for 6 whole months. Just when I thought my life couldn't get any worse, this was thrown at me. Thank you, Danny, the life ruiner.
It's not that bad, Aspen started to say.
I held up my hand. Save it.
The doctor said you could go back to work in 6 weeks, Aspen continued, as if I hadn't just told her to shut up. And Kilgore Fire would love to have you back. They're missing you already.
I was sure they were, but that was only because I took all the shifts that opened up or filled in whenever they needed someone. Now, they had to find someone else willing to pick up the shit shifts or come in at a moment's notice. Though if I were honest, they were about to have to start doing that anyway, because I'd made a decision last week, and I was going to stick with it.
Aspen, I started, I have to tell you something. The drugs were wearing off, and my stomach was starting to hurt. That didn't stop me from telling my best friend something I should have told her a few weeks ago when I'd gotten confirmation from the new ambulance service where I had applied.
What?
Aspen yawned, leaning forward. I watched her as her jaw cracked with how wide she'd opened her mouth. Had I been in a livelier mood, I would have poked my finger into her mouth like I always did when she yawned. But I was tired and could barely find the strength to lift my head, let alone my hand.
I was depressed. I'd been depressed for a while now, which had sparked the idea to move. I'd looked all over the country for a job, and I had finally found one that would hopefully work well for me. In Alabama, 6 hours away.
I'm moving.
She looked at me like I was crazy. You're not moving. You're in bed. I rolled my eyes heavenward and tried to shift in the bed. Pain exploded in my body as aches and pains from my involuntary tumble against the hood of Danny's cruiser made themselves known.
Sit still, Aspen said worriedly, helping me put the pillow that had slipped out from under my head back where it needed to be. You're okay.
I drew air in through my mouth, trying to control the pain with deep breathing, since the pain meds I was on didn't seem to be helping.
I said, I breathed carefully, that I'm moving, not right now, but in a few weeks, to Alabama, Mooresville, Alabama.
Silence. If there were crickets, they'd be chirping right now in the silence that followed my announcement.
You're what?
Aspen worded carefully.
I'm moving, I repeated, finally looking over at her. She was flabbergasted. I'd stunned her with my news and clearly not in a good way.
You can't move, she cried loudly.
I hissed a breath at her.
Shh.
She ignored me, got up and began pacing the length of the small room.
Oh my God, I can't believe you're doing this to me. How could you?
My brows rose.
It's not like I just told you I was going to kill myself, I informed her. I'm only moving.
How many hours away is that? She asked.
I bit my lip. About 6 and a half. She stared at me blankly.
She would have had more to say to that, too, but I was saved.